This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Catching up again now here on RNIB Connect Radio with our Strictly star reviewer, blind ballroom dancer Sean Haywood, for another look back on how blind Liverpudlian comedian Chris McCausland and his professional dance partner Diane Buswell have been doing in Strictly Come Dancing this week. Hello, Sean, and great to have you back with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Great to be back again, Toby.
It was the first Icons week on Saturday night, and I think maybe a bit of a better week for Chris and Diane as they were dancing a tango to Rock and Roll All Night by Kiss. I think they ended up in the middle of the leaderboard as well, and I think Chris said that the tango to him was a harder dance to do, but they did get some sort of a good sort of comments from the judges as well. How do you think they did, Sean?
Yeah, he did better than last week, but I want to bring up about Georgie again and the audio description, because it's so good, it's so good. As she was describing it, I kept thinking, this doesn't feel like a tango fully, because I'd already just done an advanced tango that week, funny enough. And I just thought, right, this doesn't feel exactly right. What's going on? And then when it came to the comments, Motsi said, yeah, it was more of a passo tango. So I thought, ah, that's what was happening there. There was something they'd kind of mixed into it. But he said, you know, he thought it would be a lot easier because he'd done the waltz, he'd been in hold. And yeah, it is. Is it harder or not harder? Depends on you as a person, you know, what you adapt to, I think.
Well, Craig said that Chris's frame was improving and Anton loved how his lower body was moving. But Shirley was talking about some things which I wanted to ask you about, which I didn't quite get on Saturday night. She was talking about staccato movements and stuff and things. Could you explain, Sean?
Yeah, so legato, I think, and staccato. So in music, they mean long and short. So in reference to dancing like this, imagine in ballroom, right, you've got these leather shoes on with suede bottoms. So what happens is they kind of slide and grip, if you know what I mean. It's hard to explain, really. So you can push forward on your heel and then go up on the toe and so on. So if you imagine going left, right, it's going to go long, long, short, short. So it's long, long, short, short. So that's left, right. So people can try that at home. And that's basically the sort of main steps that you start off with in tango.
I was going to say, as you were saying that, it sounded very much like a bit of tango, long, long, short, short.
I was pulling my poker face. Mm-hmm.
But for me on Saturday night, I think JB and Lauren did a fantastic jive to a medley of Bruno Mars tunes. And I felt so sorry for poor Amy. I mean, she's now had to sort of step out because of an injury and let Lauren take over. But I think they did fantastically well.
Oh, they did amazing. Was it three tens and a nine, I think? Yeah.
Yeah, they got 39. Yeah.
And like they said, just bring that looseness to your ballroom now, because like I said, he's got it down, he's got all these numbers, he's understanding the whole thing, and now he just needs to loosen up.
Yeah, because there was a bit of that he needed to sort of just, as you say, loosen up a little bit more, but still fantastic, I felt.
Oh, it was incredible dance, it really was. And Sarah again,
yeah,
just absolutely stunning. She really was absolutely stunning.
Yeah, I'm still rooting for Sarah and Vito. I think they're going to possibly do quite well. Pete and Nancy, I think, were very lucky in some ways because Pete started off on the wrong foot and then continued on, and he did sort of manage, and they obviously were kept out of the dance-off. But is it hard when you sort of make a big mistake like that at the beginning and have to carry on?
Yeah, it can be. You got to just kind of just look like you know what you're doing. That's what I would say. Just keep moving. Don't stop. That's the first thing. You know, just keep moving. Because if you stand there, then it's like people will notice it. And as I've said in previous podcasts, you know, timing is key. So whatever you do, just stay in time and then keep going and you'll pick it up. But yeah, Pete, it's where we're at in the competition right now, really. We're in the politics of dancing and the politics of popularism, which is quite ironic to where we are this week. But yeah, so, you know, you can see online, some people just vote for the dancing and some people go, no, I just like you and you're going through. And that's what got Pete through, really, was, you know, that was it.
I suppose it's quite difficult in a way because you got the judges on Saturday night giving their opinions and scores, and then it goes to the public. And then I suppose the public may be a little bit more on personality than dance, perhaps.
Yeah, I think so. And somebody was trying to explain the scoring system in one of the groups, and I just couldn't get my head around it because the judges' scores are counted and the public and something else. And that's, it works.
Yeah, there's some sort of equation that goes on, and I've never quite really got my head around it.
No. But then they always say, oh, the middle of the leaderboard is the worst place to be. I'm like, hey, all right, okay. I don't know. Thought the bottom would be the worst, but there you go.
And in Sunday night's results show, it was Sam and Nikita who left the competition after the dance-off with Montel and Johannes. To me, I felt it was very difficult to call because I think they both did incredibly well in the dance-off. And I do think that Sam and Nikita did a better dance than they did on Saturday night. Do you think it was right for them to leave the competition?
Again, it's all judged on that dance-off, and they had done better, definitely. But overall as well, through the competition, I think Montel has been really, really good. So, and Sam's had to pick it up. But she was, what a great contestant. She really was.
Yeah, she was really good, I felt as well. And this coming Saturday night, it's going to be another couple's choice, I think, for Chris and Diane.
Yeah, is that the third one? I don't know what's going on here. It's like, and then it's Blackpool, I think. It's all gone a bit, topsy-turvy this year.
Yeah, and they're going to be dancing to John Lennon's Instant Karma. What sort of dance do you think, Sean, would be good to go to Instant Karma?
Sit on the floor with your legs crossed. I think that's the dance I'd do to that. I don't know.
Probably a difficult one to choreograph against, perhaps.
Well, no, it depends what you do with your hands, isn't it, really? I don't know, when you just grin throughout. Or no, look down at your navel, somber. There you go.
Well, we'll see what happens on Saturday night. But thank you, as always, Sean, for another great look back on Strictly Come Dancing with me here on RNIB Connect Radio. And we'll all be tuning in again on Saturday night to see how Chris and Diane do and hope that they do stay out of the dreaded dance-off.
Yeah, thanks for having me. And don't forget, keep dancing.